We're beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Reish Mem Ches. We are in the middle of Siv Dalad. We are on page Yud Gimel, about to turn on to page 26. We're actually on the second to last line, but in order to get a running start to see what we were discussing, we're going to start four lines up on page Yud Gimel. In the middle of the line, we said, Ha'ola le'eretz Yisrael, a person who is going up to Eretz Yisrael, im nizdanin lo shiara afilu b'erev Shabbos. If he happens upon a caravan going to Eretz Yisrael, even on Friday, kevon didvar mitzvahu yachol lifrosh. Since going to Eretz Yisrael, as we discussed last time, is a dvar mitzvah, he is allowed to head out even on Erev Shabbos. He has to make the stipulation with the leaders of the caravan that they should stop for Shabbos. And if, once they're on their way in the desert, they decide they're not stopping with him, then, since he finds himself in a dangerous situation of Bikuach Nefesh, being in the Midbar by himself, so he would be allowed to go on with them and go beyond the Tchum. And the Mechaber continues, and this is where we're up to. V'im nichnas li'ir achas b'Shabbos. And if because of the bikuach nefesh, he finds himself entering into a city on Shabbos, mahalich eskula. Since he was forced by bikuach nefesh into that city, he's allowed to walk the entire city. V'afilu hinichu michutz la'ir. And even if they let him off, and the sakana ended outside of the city, the rotza likanes la'ir, and he wants to go into the city, it's mutter, it's permissible. To kevon de l'dvar mitzvah nofak yesho alpayim amalako ruach. Because since he went out for dvar mitzvah, again, even though he left his tchum, which normally you only have dalet amos, but since he went out for dvar mitzvah, he has rishus to walk the regular 2,000 amos, and therefore if they left him off out of the sakana outside the city, and the city is within 2,000 amos, he would be allowed to enter the city. The Rambam then writes, on page 26, the top line, Yesh Omrim Shekol Mokom Sha'odom Holech L'Schora. Anytime a person is traveling for business, Oliros Pnei Chaveiro, or to visit his friend, Choshev HaKol Dvar Mitzvah. Some say that that's all considered a mitzvah, making a parnasa, visiting a friend. Ve'enu Choshev Dvar HaRashus Rakish Holech L'Tayil. And it's only considered a Dvar HaRashus if he's going on a trip. Therefore, in many places, in some places, the migas be very lenient, lagabi, going out on boats, and going out in caravans within 3 days of Shabbos. They consider everything a dvar mitzvah, and as we've learned before, if it's for dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to go out even on Erev Shabbos. And one should not protest against them because they definitely have who to rely on. Now let's go back to the Mishavura on page Yud Gimel at the bottom. We're up to Sivkotan Lamed Beis. We said if because of the sakana he's nichnas li'ir achas b'Shabbos, he can walk the whole city. Says the Mishavura, the cave and the ba'ones yotzo chutz latchum mipnei pikuach nefesh. Since it was because of an ones that he was forced to leave the tchum because of the kuach nefesh, v'gam mitchiloso b'rishus nafak, and from the very beginning he went out with the proper rishus as well, because he was going for a dvar mitzvah, al kein lo havei kishar yotzo chutz latchum. Therefore he is not considered like a regular person who goes outside the tchum on Shabbos. De'ein lo elo dalet amos. Normally a person who goes outside the tchum on Shabbos, he can't walk more than dalet amos from where he finds himself. But in this case it's different, since he went out b'rishus, and then he left the tchum because of pikuach nefesh, he's going to be different, and he's going to be able to walk the entire city. This leniency that we're discussing over here, says the Magen Avraham, is only going to be true if he went for a real dvar mitzvah. Not if he went on a business trip. The after das ha'go, even though the opinion of the Rambam, which we just read, is shegam ze mikri tzarach mitzvah, that going on a business trip is also considered dvar mitzvah. Mikomokom le'inyan shiye yochol lahaloch besol kolayir. But l'gabe this halacha that the Mechaber is discussing, that you left the tchum to allow you to walk through the whole city, v'chein b'mashakos v'mechaber v'afilu v'chuli v'yesh l'apayim am l'kol ruach, and the next case of the Mechaber, where they left you outside the city, and you're allowed to enter the city because it's within your 2,000 amos, all these kulas ain lismoch al zeh. You should not rely on the Ramah's opinion that even going for business is a dvar mitzvah to be matir these cases of walking around the city or going into the city and using a tchumah beyond 2,000 amos. Kevan shaharbe poskim cholkum al zeh. Since there are many poskim that argue, and they say a dvar mitzvah means a dvar mitzvah, it doesn't mean a business trip, and therefore even though the Ramah is lenient, But says the Magen Avraham, Lagabe these halachas of the Mechaber, one should best be machmir unless it was mamish, a case that he did the haflaga for a real dvar mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sivkotan Lamid Gimel. We said, since it was for a dvar mitzvah, he has 2,000 amos from where he was left off without the sakana, and he can even enter the city. The Mishnah Berurah continues on page 26, the top line. Aval im yotza mitchilo l'dvar harashus. But if he left originally only for a dvar harashus, af sha'ato hayo mutar lo lalecha simoyim. Even though right now he's allowed to go with the rest of the goyim, chutz latchum, outside of the tchum, if they be kuach nefesh, because l'maisa, he finds himself in a sakonadika situation. So he's allowed to go with them outside the tchum. Mikomokom kevan sha'ovar mitchilo al das chachomim. But since from the very beginning, he went against that which the Chachamim want him to do, Bameshi Yotza Toshlo Shiyamim. He went out for a Dvar HaRashus within 3 days of Shabbos, which is not allowed. So it started out Tchiloso Be'isr, even though Sofa was Besakona, Hareyu Keshar Yotze Chutz LaTchum. That person is considered like a regular person who goes outside the Tchum, the Einlo Ella Arba Amos, who only has Arba Amos to walk. So only if you initially went out for a Dvar Mitzvah, if you went out for a Dvar HaRashus, even though you found yourself in a Makom Sakona, which allowed you to go further beyond the Tchum, but once you're beyond the tchum, you can't walk more than Dalet Amos because you don't have this heta that we're discussing, that it was all done b'reshus because the initial going with them was really not allowed. The imyata kodem shlosh yom afilu dvar harashus, but if you left on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even for a dvar harashus, which is permissible, kevon dahashtah yotzarech lotes mifnei bikuach nefesh, since you initially went the heter, and now you find yourself in a state of sakana, so you need to go on further outside of the tchum. So memela yeshlo apayim amalukol ruach. In that case, you would have 2,000 amos in all directions. Everything was done the heter. Kamosha kasov simin tov zayim. Od kasav zim halach tol shlosh yomim mipnei shesovar shemuter lelech tol shlosh yomim. A person who started out on his trip within 3 days of Shabbos because he mistakenly thought that you're allowed to travel within the 3 days of Shabbos, even though it was only a dvar harashus. Havilei shogeg, he is considered a shogeg. The yeshlo apayim amalakol ruach will be leaning with him as well, that from where he ends up outside the tchum will allow him to the 2,000 amos. And that is what the other Achronim write as well. We continue in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Lamed Aleph. The Ramah told us that even going on a business trip or going to visit a friend is considered a dvar mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, afilu yeishlo mizonos. Even a person who has parnasa, v'holech l'schora l'arvacha, he's just going on a business trip, he wants to make more parnasa, but he doesn't actually need it for his parnasa, even that is considered a dvar mitzvah. V'ligvos mos me'eno yehudi shu'chola. If a person is owed money by a goy who is sick, kol od she'eno gosos lo mikri pseida vados. So long that he's not a ghost, he's not deathly ill, that's not considered a vadai loss, and therefore the Magen Avraham says, you would not consider that a dvar mitzvah, because you can go later, because he's not a ghost. However, the Eliyarab is mekil bazeh, he's lenient. The logoram meholach l'schora, it's no different going to collect a debt from a guy who's not deathly ill, a regular guy, it's no different than going on a business trip, you're trying to get money. The alkeim mutter l'haflag avur zebesol shol shiyam, and therefore the Eliyarab argues with the Magen Avraham, and says you could even head out within the 3 days before Shabbos to collect money from a goy, even though he is not a goses, he's just a chola. V'ayin l'kamon b'simin shin lamed tes v'magin avrom, sivkotin yugimu v'mishtavu r'sham. Sivkotin lamed hei v'halichas shiara. So he said it's considered dvar mitzvah for going out on boats and going out in caravans. V'das magin avrom b'shem kama poskin de b'halichas shiara ein lohokel. The Magen Avraham, as well as other poskim, hold that one should not rely on this leniency of the Ramah when it comes to a shiara only by a boat. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivkotan Lamed Vav Ve'ein Limchos. The Ramah ended off and said that if that's the minhag, you should not protest against them. Avo b'makom shelo nagu l'hakel, but a place where the minhag is not to be lenient to consider a business trip or visiting a friend as a dvar mitzvah that allows you to go out within the 3 days before Shabbos. Ein kedai l'chadchila l'hakel. If that's not the minhag, it's not kedai to rely on that l'chadchila to be lenient. The Kama poskim sovim de ve'ina mitzvah gemura, because there are some poskim that hold that you need a real mitzvah, not like the Ramah. I want to just finish off this simon with a four-line note. Note 23, the middle paragraph. A very lemaisa thing that comes out from this simon that we just had. Umi sheyodea shem yisane b'tzom gedalia. A person who knows that if he fasts on Tzom Gedalia, which is exactly a week before Yom Kippur, yesh chashash shelo yucha lotzom Yom Kippur. So this person has a hard time fasting. It takes him a solid week to recover from a fast. So if he's in a fast on Tzom Gedalia, he has a very strong concern that he may not be able to fast on Yom Kippur when fasting is daraisa. So kasav ha'eshel Avram shemikomokom yotzum b'tzom Gedalia. Still, if he's able to fast right now on Tzom Gedalia, he should fast. Kishem shemuter lahaflik b'svina l'dvar mitzvah gimel yom lefnei ha'shabbos afal pish efshe shechal shabbos. The same way we learned in this siman, that a person is allowed to go out on a boat ride for dvar mitzvah within the 3 days before Shabbos, even though it's a possibility that he will be mechal Shabbos, you don't have to worry about it if it's for dvar mitzvah, and therefore certainly fasting on Tzom Gedalia is for dvar mitzvah, and therefore you don't have to worry about what's going to be in a week from now on Yom Kippur. You'll cross that bridge when you get to it. And now we begin the new Siman, Siman Reish Memtes. Siman Reish Memtes is page 26 in the middle of the page. Dinim HaShayochim Li'er Shabbos. Now we're beginning the discussion of the halachos about Erev Shabbos. The Mechaber said in Sif Aleph, Ein holchem bi Erev Shabbos yoser mishalosh parsos. A person should not walk on Friday more than 3 parsos. Kidei sheyagia lebeiso ba'od hayom gadol. In order that he should reach his destination, he should reach his house while it is still early in the day. V'yuchal lohochin tzorchei su'udah l'shabbos. And he'll be able to have time to prepare the needs of his su'udah Shabbos. Whether his travels are taking him to someone else's house as a guest, or his travels are taking him to his own house, he should not travel more than 3 parsa. Parsa is like 4 mil, about 72 minutes. So 3 parsa would be 3 times 72 minutes, approximately. So he should not be traveling more than that amount on Erev Shabbos. V'hani milika shubi yishu b'mokum shiyucha lohochin tzarchei Shabbos. That's only assuming that when he goes the 3 parsa, he finds himself in an inhabited area, in a place where he can make Shabbos. Aval im b'makom shu shom, if a place he ends up after the 3 parsos, I esher l'lochin tzarchei Shabbos, it's uninhabited, he has no way to prepare the tzarchei Shabbos. O she'eino makom yishu batuach, or it's not a safe place, muter lelech afilu kama parsos. Then we allowed him to go even many parsos, to make sure he's in a place where he could prepare for Shabbos. The imshalach lahodiyam shuholech sham l'Shabbos. If he sends a message ahead that he is headed there for Shabbos, mutter leilech kama parsos b'chol gavni, then he would be able to travel many parsos b'chol gavni, because then he knows the people there are preparing for him. He doesn't have to do the preparation himself. And now we'll see the Mishabura, we'll see some notes, we'll see if there's nogea l'maisa, how we deal with this sif. So we begin in the Mishabura on page 26 of Katan Aleph. Person should not go more than shalosh parsos mitchilas hayom, from the beginning of the day. Vukaro v'shlish hayom. So traveling 3 parsa from the beginning of the day would be about a third of the day. Kefi mahalich adon beinoni, like the average walking of a person, which is eser parsos bayom. Person normally could walk 10 parsa a day, so 3 parsa is approximately a third of the day, and therefore a person should not travel beyond the first third of the day. Ubunoseya ba'agola o rochev al sus, but a person who is traveling by caravan or by horse, dinoseya b'mehera, where he travels much faster, yuchalisa harbe yoser mishalosh parsa. A person's driving, he can go much more than 3 parsa. At shlish hayom, he could travel till a third of the day. He can get much more than 3 parsa in the car by the time the third of the day is up. Umeabach mashma lahokel b'noseya b'agolo. The bach is mashma, you could be even more lenient when you're traveling by car or by wagon. Lisa filu achar chatzos hayom, he could travel even later, even beyond chatzos. As long as you stop while there's still many hours left of the day, so you should have enough time to prepare for the tzarchei Shabbos. So why should it be that if I'm walking, I have to stop by a third of the day? But according to the Bach, we're saying over here, the Mashmos is, if I'm going by car, I could go past Chatzos. What's the difference? So if you look at note number 3, he points out, Ubetama dover kosava prima gadol. The prima gadol explains why. A person who is traveling by car or by wagon can estimate the time it will take for the trip, which is not the case. A person who is walking, he can't tell exactly how long it's going to take you to walk, because you have to be worried that maybe he'll tire out. It might take much longer than you expected. For hosts of Agonim this in Kerelitz, Shemikomokon Gabinasia Yesh Lachashev Esatakolos Vaikuvim Shalulim Lisrachesh Baderach. If you're traveling by wagon or by car, you also have to factor in the traffic and the rush hour and the accidents. Kedei Sheyuchol Lagia Bizman Kodem HaShabbos. So you can get there before Shabbos. So there the Prima Gavim has explained to us the chiluk is that in general, when you're traveling by your horse and buggy, or you're traveling by car, you can estimate the time it's going to take because it doesn't take any effort on your part. By shaking, if you're walking, you might get tired out, so it's hard to estimate. Therefore, we have to be mamachmir with the time that you can walk rather than you can drive. If you look back at note number 2 as well, he says a very important point as well. The af ba'arve shaboso shebiyemos hakayitz shem aruchem me'elu shebiyemos hachoref. Even in the summer weeks, where Friday is much longer than in the winter weeks, in the summer, you have the same halacha. You can't walk more than 3 parsos. It's a low plug. They weren't machalik. They said 3 parsos. It doesn't matter if it's in January or it's in July. Just like they didn't change it depending if you're walking in a place that's hard to walk, a place that's a dirt path, a cement path, when I'm bechalik, v'chein ben adam holech ben mishur ben adam holech b'harim ugvos. A person is walking on flat land. A person is walking over or hills and mountains. When I'm bechalik, it's a low plug. V'chein das agunav nesekrelitz. Zoktem mishteguras ekotem beis. We said in the mechaber you can't go on erev Shabbos more than 3 parsa by foot. In order that you should get to your house, Bo'od Hayom Gadol. Zoktem mishtegur lebeiso. Hainu lomakom sheshoveshom. It means to say the place that you are going to be there for Shabbos. And then we said it does not matter whether you're going to someone else's house or to your own house. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, the Avshu Mechaven Shebebeso Yelo Yoser Onek Shabbos. Even though a person feels if I go to the whole purpose of this halacha is for Onek Shabbos, you should have your students prepared. Let's say a person feels that going 3 parsa will leave him as a guest somewhere. Going 4 parsa will take him home, and it's much more Onek Shabbos. Mikomokom Aser, it's still Aser. Shema lo yedu klal mi biaso, because they may not know you're coming. Velo hechinu bishvilo, and they might not have prepared any food for you, so it's not a guarantee that you'll have more onik Shabbos in your own house. However, as you were probably thinking, zokta mishibura ubemedinos elu, in our countries, ro b'nei odo mechinim tzarchei Shabbos berevach. Most people, Baruch Hashem, are preparing for Shabbos with an abundance of food, and therefore we are not careful about this halacha at all. Whether you're going to your own house, we assume they prepared enough food for you, or you're going to the guest of someone else's house. Look at note number 4. And so to the person who's traveling where he can buy takeout food, the kavachayim writes, the point is you should have food for Shabbos. If there's a meal mart over there, so you can travel longer because you're buying your food anyway. Says the Mishnah Berurah weiter, ubaharbe achronim reisi shekosvu. In many achronim I saw that they wrote to mikomokom tzarech lizor lechatchila. Anyway, a person should be careful lechatchila. Shelo yelech o yisa ad samoch la'erev. That he shouldn't go and travel close to evening, too close to Shabbos. Because sometimes they stumble by going too close to Shabbos, and it leads to Chil Shabbos. Why? Because the host, or a field of a base, so even your own household, if you come close to Shabbos, especially if you surprise them, they may add some food and cook for you on Shabbos. Umechal and Shabbos. The gam kama pomim yera de lo yagia lemalon ulebeso mi bodyom achech hashecha mamish. Also, sometimes you don't evaluate the trip properly and you don't get to the hotel or to your house while it's still day until it's ready shkia time. It's Shabbos. The kama chil Shabbos yes botsa viachnosa viyetsia michutz latchum ushisus behemto. And so many yisurim are going to be over by coming when it's already Shabbos. Hotsa achnosa yetsia out of the tchum. She says, "Behemto v'lochein kol ze yosim ha'odam lelibo." Therefore, a person should put all this to his heart. V'yemayer lishvos afilu b'kfar, and he should stop to rest, even if it's only in a village, and not his intended destination. V'lo yisisen v'yetzer lomer, and don't let your yetzahara try to seduce you and say, "Od hayom gadol, you have plenty of time." V'aderach tov, there's not going to be any traffic. Everything's going to be gavaldik. Don't fall for that trick. Ach, im Eira Shaholoch ad Chasheicha, if it happened that a person walked and all of a sudden it became Shkia time, V'hoya b'vein Hashmashos b'sol Tchum Ha'ir, and you found yourself as b'vein Hashmashos was coming in at Shkia time, you were inside the Tchum of the city, Mutter l'haloch b'socha, since you were Shoveis in the city, you can walk throughout the city, Midin Tchumen, like we'll see in Simen Tov Yud Vov. V'tzorech leired me'agol of Asus, but obviously you'd have to go off your wagon, off your horse, V'ayim Simen Reish Samal Vov, V'sham Yavur, Emir Tzashem. Zog the Mishnah Berurah right to the last line on page 26. We said, V'hani mili kishu b'yishuv. That which we say you can't go beyond the three is that when you end the three, you find yourself in a place that you could spend Shabbos and prepare for Shabbos. Ratzalomer b'mokum shekola gimel parsos. The place where you ended after the three parsos are inhabited in a place that you could spend Shabbos, kain kosav alavush. We turn to page Yudalit in the Mishnah Berurah. V'ayim bel yirab. Sivkoton hey, but if you're in a place that's uninhabited or that's dangerous, so you can go even many parcels. Zokta Mishabura, Damido Baderach, Eno Mokum Batuach. Just staying on the road is not considered a safe place. The Cholha Drochim Mecheska Sakona. All the ways, all the paths, all the drachim are considered a chazaka of danger. Even if you have enough food for yourself for Shabbos, you would be allowed to travel from there till you reach a safe place. But even though you can go Kama Parsos, make sure you don't come too close to Shabbos. The Kanal B'Sivkoton Gimel. Now I'd like to see two Bir Halachas and a couple more notes. Let's look at Bir Halacha number 1 on page 26. Ein Hochen B'Erev Shabbos. L'chora Nira Im Holech L'Dvar Mitzvah. We didn't discuss over here going for Dvar Mitzvah. In the last sermon we had a big discussion about Dvar Mitzvah. So Zokta Bir Halacha, L'chora it appears that if you are traveling for Dvar Mitzvah, Mutter Lelech Atzomach L'Erev. This din doesn't apply. You could go and travel till close to evening. Like we learned in the last simon, that if it's mitzvah mitzvah, that overrides these other possible yisurim. Ayin shom, af shegam shom mizbatel me'onek Shabbos, kemo shekosa b'sebeiz. Even though over there also, you'd be mevatel your Shabbos for the mitzvah, so here would be no difference. V'ulai de'binyanenu chamira. It could be over here is even worse, the loheichen klal. Because over there, what's the biggest concern? That you'll travel within the 3 days of Shabbos and you'll lose that onek Shabbos, you'll be a little nauseous. So you won't be feeling great, but you'll have food, and you'll just be a little bit lacking in onek Shabbos. But over here, in a case where no one's preparing food for you and you have no food, you can have no onek Shabbos at all. So if anything, here it would be more chomer in terms of Dvar Mitzvah, that you would be able to do what you have to do and go further for Dvar Mitzvah. V'ayin l'kamam v'simin reish nun b'bir halacha ma'ashin nichto bazeh. You certainly can be lenient to go more than three parsa. If you'll get there with plenty of time before Shabbos, you certainly can go more than gimel parsa when it is for Dvar Mitzvah. Next, Baralocha says, V'yucha l'hochin, Ayin ba'ola Shabbos shemachmir b'inyan ze afilu b'molach mezonosav imo. The Shabbos is machmir in this halacha, even if you're traveling with your own food. Right, again, the whole svara is that you might not have onek Shabbos, we have your own food, so you would say the halacha doesn't apply and you can go wherever you want, but no, the Ola Shabbos is machmir, even if you have your own food. The lo pluk chachamim bazeh, the chachamim not mechalik. L'lishna basra the Gemara, according to the second lotion of the Gemara. V'chein mua bebeis yosheh she'atakti dvar v'mishavura sefkotan hei. And really, that's just what we just read on the next page, atat mishavura, sefkotan hei, just said that exact thing. The mishavura just said, we said, afilu yesh imo tzeda k'dei tzarechi Shabbos. Even if you have enough food for Shabbos, mutri lo lisa misham at shiyovel l'mokum batuach. Only if you're in a dangerous place, even if you have your food for Shabbos, you're still allowed to go further. Mashma, if it's not a dangerous place, you're not allowed to travel further, even though you have the food. So you see that the Mishabura brings out from the Beis Yosef to be machmir, even when you have your own food. However, the El Yerabu argues with him, and he has a tzad to say that one can be more lenient. I would like to read one more note over here, an interesting note, and that's note number 5. Ubishir hazman shetzorach odom lagia l'mechos chefso kodem knisas shabbos. So let's say a person relies on the heterim of nowadays, cars, everyone knows people make extra food for Shabbos. So we said halacha is a little more lenient. So the shear of the zman that a person needs to reach his destination before Shabbos, kasab the shas and shuvas or latzion. Rabbi Tzion Abishol tells us shu lepacho shah kodem klisa Shabbos. A person should make sure that he reaches his destination at least an hour before Shabbos. Va'chazanish haya noeg shelo linsoa bi'erev Shabbos michutz la'ir achar chatzos hayom. The Chazanish was noeg not to leave his city of Bnei Brak after chatzos. V'chein haya noeg, he was also noeg shelo linsoa bi'erev Shabbos nesia she'orcha arba shos umala. Even in the morning on Friday, he would not travel any trip that would be more than 4 hours. So that was the Hanhaga of the Chazon Ish, and we will stop here, and Amir Tashem, in the next year, we will begin Sif Beis.